everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is The Time is Coming. Are you ready? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen. What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So I'm out there working out today. I'm doing my morning workout like I do most mornings, not every morning. Some mornings I've noticed as I get older, I need to stretch a lot more. So not every morning is a crazy training workout. But as I'm working out, ever since playing professional baseball, and now that I don't play that anymore, I always have this, my mind always comes up with, like, why are we doing this? Why are we working out right now? Like, we don't have a game to go play or anything like that. And the answer is always this: there will come a time when I need to lift something heavy. There will come a time where I will need some stamina, right? I speak on stage for hours, sometimes days at a time. That requires a lot of stamina. And knowing that that time is coming helps me to put in the work and the effort that I need right now. It's one of the biggest challenges we have as human beings, is that because pain doesn't fall on us immediately, right? You eat the ice cream. As you eat the bowl of ice cream today, it doesn't hurt you tomorrow. It doesn't hurt you today. It actually, you get a lot of pleasure out of today, which makes it really tough to avoid the bowl of ice cream. But if you have a bowl of ice cream every single day for the next 10 years, you're going to have some serious problems. And so that's one of the things that I don't think we take into consideration. But you have to know that there is coming a time in your business, your life, your relationship, where the training that you put in today will be required. And here's what it is. There will be an opportunity. It won't always be pain, right? I've put it in the context of that with the ice cream. But what I'm really specifically talking about is opportunity. Some people meet with opportunity and then they meet without skill. Opportunity is coming. And the people who seize the opportunity, that's the ones you see with the breakthroughs. That's the one you see, the people you see going from rags to riches, right? I was, you know, broke and now I'm a millionaire. That they seize the opportunity. But they wouldn't have been able to seize that opportunity without the skill and the talent that they've brought along to meet that opportunity. And what I want you to know is this: opportunity met without required skills will result in missed opportunities. When you meet opportunity and you show up with nothing in hand in terms of skills, that results in opportunities moving on to somebody else who does. And so some people, you know, have worked so little on their skills that they don't even recognize when opportunity is. They don't even see it. They're like, man, how come I can't catch a break? Well, you didn't even have put in the work of the skills and the training and all that to even recognize that that was the moment. Some people walk into a sales presentation and they think, oh, this person's not motivated. No, you didn't have the skills to really pull out what the issues were that they were trying to solve in order to sell them on that. You didn't have that skill. And so you just thought this person's unmotivated. Some people follow up with their leads and they think, well, this person isn't motivated. No, you didn't have the skill to dig and find out what it was. They didn't trust you enough to tell you. Some people have a business opportunity with an affiliate or a partner, and they don't recognize the opportunity because they don't have the skills. They can't see it. But the smart ones who put in the training, the smart people who know that even though they put in the training today, it might not, you might even get to use your skills today. You might not even get to use the skills that you use on a presentation. Right, I practice my speaking every single day, even though, you know, I don't have an event every day. I don't have a keynote every single day, but I practice and 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 practice speaking to nobody sometimes. Sometimes I'm just walking around my house speaking. How would I say this? And how would I say that? And how could I get through to them like this? How could I make a difference by this phrase? And the reason I'm doing that is I know the time is coming. The smart ones, the ones who really know and can see opportunity, they can actually see it coming. They know, based on the vision that they have and what they're committed to, they know that in the future, that opportunity is coming, and they prepare every single day for it. You know, I was playing for a team, baseball team out in Fort Worth, a professional team out in Fort Worth. And our manager knew, you know, he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he was involved in the Dodgers organization and all that pretty heavily. And so One of the hitting coaches, who's a legend, his name's Maury Wills, would come to my hotel room early in the morning. Now, if you don't know, professional baseball players stay up pretty late, so, you know, coming there at like 5:30 in the morning, yes, that's what we do, right, in the professional world, but in professional baseball, you were just pretty much getting to sleep at that time. And he's knocking on my, he's saying, get up. You know, he had this hoarse voice, get up, you need to come to the field with me. And I'm like, what? And I open up the door, he's in his suit. And we get to the, he goes, you gotta get all your stuff. Come on, come with me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, don't argue with me. Just grab your stuff. Let's go. And so I grab all my stuff and I'm going to the field, and in his suit, he puts on baseball cleats. So we're on the field. He's like, grab your bat, put on your shorts and all that kind of stuff, and come out, and grabs a bucket of balls, grab your bat, come out here. I'm like, what are we doing? And he had me, he goes, you know, get up to bat. And he starts throwing balls to me, missing them from like 10 feet away. Like, it's probably more like 15 feet away, but he's throwing these balls. Now, Maury is probably at this time in his late 60s, early 70s. And I'm like, what is this maniac doing? I'm half awake. He's firing these balls at me. He's like, bunt this ball. I bunt the ball, and he's like, that's terrible. Bunt it again. Boom. Bunt it again. This is horrible. You're a horrible bunter. Now, I have made a career out of bunting. I'm not a big guy. And in baseball, you got to be a skills guy. You got to have the skill to bunt. And so I've always thought I was a good bunter. But this guy, Maury Wills, if you don't know him, was a Hall of Fame bunter. He's amazing at it. And so when he tells you your bunting's horrible, but the world has been telling you it's good, I listened. And so he starts showing me, he's like, look, in the game, everything increases 25%. So wherever the ball lands here, it's going to go further than that. And he starts to work with me. It's like 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. And we are bunting balls as the sun is coming up. And I must have bunted thousands of balls. And he tells me at one point, the reason we bunted thousands of balls is he told me, we're going to bunt until you get down 100 bunts perfectly in a row. And I would get to like 55 and he'd be like, nope, start over. And I'd have to start over at zero again. One, two, three. And I'm bunting my tail off. And I finally said, Maury, what are we doing out here? This is ridiculous. Like, I don't see anybody else out here. He's like, look, we're in playoffs. And I'm pretty sure they're going to pitch around our big hitters. And you're going to need to get down a bunt to win the game. And I've seen this too many times. If you miss the bunt, we probably are not going to win. And if you get the bunt down, we got a good shot at winning. It'll put the other team in a position where they have to pitch to our big guys and they'll be able to drive in the runs. So as small as this seems, you need to get this bunt down. And now this is a guy who recognizes opportunity coming. And so what are we doing? Even though I'm a professional baseball player at this point. I know how to bunt. At least I thought I did. He has me bunting with one hand because I can't get it down. He's like, take one hand off the bat. I'm bunting with one hand. Boom, boom, boom. And I finally get it. I finally got the touch. And we do 100 in a row. I go to sleep. I wake up again around, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm exhausted. And then I wake up and we're going through the game. And the game's going on. It's a pitcher's duel. It's 0-0, going on, going on, going on, going on. And then we get a guy on second base with nobody out. Now, if you don't know baseball, that's a pretty good position to be in when you're late in the game. And it's a tie ball game. And the manager comes up to me and says, hey, David, I'm going to have you lay down a bunt. In this situation, we're not going to give you a sign. Just know you need to get a bunt down. I'm like, okay, great. He's like, wait, before you go up there, you need to know that if you don't get this bunt down, we're probably not going to win the game. And if you get it down, I'm pretty sure Terrence will knock you in. And I'm like, okay, no pressure. Great. He's like, okay, get out there and get him. And so I go out there and this guy pitching has this nasty movement on his ball and he throws a pitch. I bunt it foul. Strike one. He throws another pitch. Boom, I bunt a foul again. Now, if you don't know this about baseball, if I bunt another one foul, I am out by default. It's considered a strikeout. So the tensions are rising. I've got a guy on second base with nobody out. I have to get this bunt down or we're going to lose. And I look at Maury in the dugout and he's like, take a hand off the bat. And I'm like, in the game? So I get down, the guy throws the pitch again. I take a hand off the bat and boom, I get the bunt down. The next guy comes in, drives him in, everybody, yay, we won. All of that opportunity was coming and Maury knew it. If I don't get that bunt down, if I hadn't practiced thousands of bunts in one day, just ding, 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 I mean, over and over and over and over and over again, if I hadn't practiced all those bunts, we don't win the game. And then we ended up winning the series and then ended up winning a championship ring that year. If I don't know and by the way, I didn't know that that opportunity was coming. Maury did. The opportunity is coming for you in your life. You might be in it right now. But if you don't meet it with skill, that will equal missed opportunity. So here's my question for you. Where in your life or your business is opportunity on the brink? And what do you need to do to prepare for it? What skills do you need to develop? Where do you need to train? Where do you need to toughen up? Is it in your health? Maybe it's in your health. Maybe you know that in order to sustain your business or, you know, be able to play with your kids in long term, you need to be training every single day. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe you need to work on your sales skills. Maybe it's your business skills and your marketing. Maybe it's your back end. Maybe it's customer service. I don't know what it is. Is it in your relationship? Maybe you need to train in your relationship and get good at the responses and get good at being thoughtful and all those kind of things. I don't know where it is for you, but where in your life is opportunity on the brink, or are you sitting in the middle of it? Or maybe it's just coming in the future and you know it based on your goals. And then what skills do you need to develop so that when you meet that opportunity, you dominate and you take advantage of it? And that's my challenge. And then my challenge for you is this. I want you to start training on it today. Start training. And now training is just another word for repetition. That's just another word for repetition. I'll give you a really small one. My dad is a master guitar player. Very, very good. I prepare every single day and play a little bit of guitar every single day to prepare for the time when I play with him just to get a compliment out of him. So he goes, dang, that's pretty good. Because if I can get a compliment out of him, that's a win. Where is it for you in your life? And then start training today. Even though the opportunity may not be in front of you right now, you know it's coming in the future, and train for it today. Okay, if there's somebody else that you think that could use this message, I would really appreciate it if you shared it to them. And if you haven't subscribed, I would appreciate it if you did. I am totally extremely grateful for you listening to this, and I hope this served you at a high level. If you haven't come by Facebook and Instagram and said hi, please do so. Until next time, you know what I'm gonna say. It's your time. Go out there every single day of your life and your business and find a way to win.